Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 56th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled See No Evil. Original air date, February 24th, 1993. Hey, that's my brother's birthday. Not like the day he was born. His birthday's on February 24th. He's older than me. The title card is a teddy bear lying on the floor of an open bedroom window, and it's actually pretty creepy looking. We start off in the suburban ghetto of Gotham as we follow a first-person perspective of somebody walking into a bedroom through a window. Inside is a little blonde girl named Kimmy. Well, we find this out because a voice speaks to her and calls her Kimmy. And she's happy that Mojo came back. Her doll starts floating in midair, and the voice tells her that he has a gift for her. He gives her a gold heart pendant, and she seems very happy with it. He tells her that next time he'll bring her a pearl necklace, but Kimmy gets sad. She says that next time she might not be there because her mom told her that they were moving soon. At that moment, Kimmy's mom walks in and Kimmy tells her about Mojo. The mom asks, like, if it's Kimmy. She acts, not asks. She acts like if it's Kimmy's imaginary friend. Outside of her house, though, we hear a voice grumbling and a can is kicked. We fade to a new scene where we're at a jewelry store following a man in a suit to the inside. He goes to the men's room and locks the door. He starts putting on some sort of silver bodysuit when the security goes to the restroom, but the door is locked. The man finishes putting on the suit and he clicks something on his watch. He glows and then he turns invisible. He goes back to the back outside the restroom, the jewelry store, and we see Bruce Wayne buying a watch. But suddenly the watch floats away from him, and then we see jewelry just floating in midair and disappearing. So Bruce Wayne runs into the restroom. We see the guard from earlier try the door again, only to find it locked again. He has a desperate face because he really needs to pee. We see more jewelry disappearing and people being thrown around. The security guards try to draw their guns, but the guns are missing. Then they get assaulted by an invisible assailant. We cut back to the guard who needs to pee, twiddling his thumbs and whistling. But then Batman bursts through the door and smashes the dude in the face. So this guy's only cry was that he needed to pee. Okay, I must say though, this invisible person is pretty brazen because he's just straight out doing this all in public instead of like waiting till they closed or something. They close, you turn invisible, or just turn invisible and wait till they close and then just steal things. But he's literally taking things from people's hands and dumping them into his invisible briefcase or whatever. Like, in public, in midair, in midday, just in front of everybody. Batman hears footsteps and he follows them to the outside into a construction zone. Batman yells, "Who are you? I know you're in here." And it's just a construction worker eating a sandwich. He gives Batman a look as if he was crazy. And then a cement spade floats in the air and launches at Batman, but Batman dodges it. The construction worker sees this and he drops his food and runs away. The invisible man runs through wet cement and Batman sees the footprints. Batman swings overhead, and I know it's cheesy, but it's just so damn cool. Batman's shadow looks like the bat signal as he swings across. Ooh, it's so cool. Batman throws a smoke bomb, and he sees a silhouette of a person, and he hears the person coughing. So then he grabs a bucket of paint, and he throws it at the person. The invisible man presses something on his watch, and it heats up his suit and burns the paint off. The invisible man taunts Batman, saying that the echoes from the high walls won't let him pinpoint his voice. And then the invisible man beats the crap out of Batman. I mean, seriously, he beats the crap out of him! Batman's like on his knees and this dude just kicks him right in the chin and knocks him out. The invisible man gets to his home and he dumps all of his stolen jewels on the table. He looks at a picture of his daughter and he promises that he will not let her mom take her from him. Dude, it's such great stuff. So good. It's daytime, and Kimmy is being dropped off by her mom at school. And for some reason, her mom drives a farmer's truck instead of like a car or a van or something. The Invisible Man is waiting in his car, but he's not invisible at the moment. But we don't know his name, so I don't know what to call him. I do like his design, though. He's a skinny man with a flat top and a face with bad skin. He looks like if he was like a young Edward James Olmos or something. So I think it really makes him stand out. So Mojo, I guess we'll call him for now. Mojo follows Kimmy's mom. We cut to Kimmy's mom at work at a supermarket, and she's about to head off to lunch. And this setup is great. We see her in her work uniform with a name tag that says Helen. Now we know her name, without anybody having to clunkily say it. Oh, hey, Helen, it's time for you to go to lunch. No, you just go, hey, go off to lunch or whatever. Or like, hey, how are you doing today? You don't go, oh, hey, Kimmy, Helen, how are you? No, get rid of all that clunkiness. They do it perfectly here. She goes to lunch, but she bumps into Mojo. And Helen seems to be very angry at him. She just ignores him, but he keeps following her. She tells him that he needs to keep 100 feet away from her. So these two, or at least she, just hates this guy. He tries to tell her he's changed, but she won't listen. Helen goes into a cafeteria to grab food, and Mojo tries to pay for it. She asks, how many gas stations did you have to rob to get that? And then she pays for her own food and just leaves him there with a wad of cash on his hand. Mojo tries to tell Helen that he wants to see Kimmy, but Helen tells him Kimmy knows that her dad is a bad person and that he can't come near her. She tells him to just disappear, and she walks off. And then we get a cheesy line of Mojo saying, be careful what you wish for. We cut to Wayne Tech Labs, where Bruce Wayne is trying to find out about the invisible cloak. The scientists tell him that the invisible crook wasn't using technology from Wayne Industries. Bruce mentions hearing about the technology of the invisible cloak, but the scientists tell him that it wasn't theirs. It was technology proposed to them by another scientist named Carol, and they were interested, but then Carol took away the offer and he never returned. They found out that Carol created the invisibility cloak and he died a couple of months ago, so no point looking for him. Very exposition-heavy scene, but it makes sense since Bruce is trying to get information. And I really do like how we get the detective aspect of Batman in this episode, as he's doing detective work, whether in the Batman costume or as Bruce Wayne. I really do like this. We cut to Batman at the lab of the person, or Carol, who was working on the cloak, and he finds somebody working there. Batman sneaks in and searches around the lab, trying to find something. All of a sudden, a rack falls on top of Batman, like a big old shelf of things just falls on top of Batman. This person goes to check to see who's there, but Batman isn't there. Instead, he's behind the guy. Dude, holy crap. I mean, this entire rack of parts and things just fell on Batman, and he like teleported or something. Batman grabs the guy, and he's ready to beat the crap out of him, but the guy tells Batman that he was the lab assistant for Carol, and he was helping to dispose of the last stock of the invisibility cloak. He explains to Batman how the cloak works.
See those filaments embedded in the plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Run an electrical current through them, and the stuff bends light instead of absorbing it, so you can't see it. But in the process, the plastic becomes toxic.
I know. I read the report.
The lab assistant says the cloak is dangerous, but some of it has gone missing. He says the only other person who would know about the cloak is an errand boy who worked with them, a man named Ventrix, Lloyd Ventrix. So I guess Mojo is Ventrix. We cut to Helen throwing out the trash, and she's approached by Batman. He needs to talk to her urgently about her husband. Inside the house, Kimmy is being visited by Mojo again. He picks her up and he takes her with him. Batman is explaining the invisibility cloak to Helen when it dawns on her that her ex-husband is Mojo. She runs inside to check on Kimmy, but Kimmy is missing. And in a weird scene, Batman picks up one of Kimmy's dolls and just angrily stares at it as we fade to our next scene. Batman pulls out a gun. And he tells Helen that it's a tranquilizer gun. Yeah, Batman, sure it is. He's going to be sleeping, right? Sleeping for a long time. Batman's a dick, however, and he leaves Helen talking to herself. He's like, when was the last time you saw Kimmy? He's like, oh, I put Kimmy to bed 5 minutes, and she turns around and he's gone. Why would you even ask her that if you're not even going to listen to her answer? What a jerk. We see Kimmy at an abandoned drive-in theater where Mojo wants Kimmy to get inside his car. She's scared, and Mojo reveals himself to her, but she's scared that he's an adult man. Mojo tells her that he's her dad, and Kimmy tells him that her dad is a bad man, her mom told her. Ventrix gets angry, but before he can do anything, Batman shows up, and Kimmy runs away to her mom. Ventrix gets in the car, and the car is also cloaked in the invisibility cloak as well. We see Kimmy get safely to her mom, though. Ventrix tries to run over Batman, but Batman dodges the car as if he was bullfighting. And Batman drops his tranquilizer gun, and it gets run over by the car. Is this like when Mr. Burns wanted Smithers to use the amnesia ray? You mean the revolver, sir? Yes. Batman grabs onto the roof of the car, and Ventrix drives off. Since the car is invisible, Batman looks like he's flying. They even pass a couple of homeless men who have the best line in the episode.
I didn't know he could fly, too.
Ventrix goes on a path of destruction, crashing into cars and even exploding a gas station. Batman tries to tell Ventrix that the suit is toxic, but Ventrix won't listen. He crashes into more stuff and he runs into a railroad track. The train is approaching and Batman manages to break the car window and grab Ventrix before the train hits them both. They land on the roof under a water tower and Ventrix continues to beat up Batman. Batman throws shurikens to the bottom of the water tower and it causes it to start pouring like if it was raining. Batman just then, he just beats the ever-loving crap out of this guy. I always joke about Batman beating up people for 10 minutes because I've said, like, Scarecrow's just a skinny, nerdy scientist. I bet Batman just beat the crap out of him for like 10 minutes without stopping. I think that's really what happened here. Batman is just seriously going to town on this dude. I mean, holy hell, he just wails on this guy. And then Batman even has a joke to finish the beatdown.
Get ready for your biggest disappearing act, Ventress. The one where no one sees you for 10 to 20.
I don't think he could hear you now, Batman. I'm pretty sure you killed him. With punches, which was probably more satisfying than how you just wanted to shoot him. We fade to Kimmy's room where she's talking to someone about moving and how her dad won't be able to find them. Kimmy's mom walks in and asks, who is Kimmy talking to? She says she's talking to Batman. Then Helen closes the window and we pan up to see Batman on the roof of the house. The end. All right, we got some after show notes. Honestly, I was so ready to crap on this episode because I remember it being boring, but it's actually very good. I'm seriously, maybe it's because my expectations were low that I think it's so good as it is, but no, it is really a good episode. The animation is great. The music and the visual of it are really good. The pacing of it, the character development, it's all really good. It's a 22-minute story, and they put so much into it. At times, it even feels like a horror movie. It's a really well-done episode all around. Music, writing, animation, everything. The episode has lots of visual humor, which is something the show doesn't do much of. And with the great animation, it works amazingly well. We have the homeless guys, we have the construction worker, we have the security guard trying to go to the restroom. It's a lot of good visual stuff. I really do like that. I wish they would do more of that. But like I said, maybe I just wasn't expecting it, but it's really good. The Invisible Man was voiced by the actor who played the dad in Family Ties and famed model train enthusiast Michael Gross. And honestly, once I found out that it's Michael Gross, it's kind of hard not to imagine the dad from Family Ties. That's the show with Michael J. Fox, not the show with Steve Urkel, Larry. He's like the main bad guy, especially since the guy's invisible, so you don't see him. So you just hear this guy's voice, and if you watch Family Ties, it's a very recognizable voice. I know this is going to sound incredibly dumb, but the invisible guy is animated really well. Yes, he's invisible. You can't see him, so obviously he's not animated, but just trust me on that one. Just believe me. The setting of this episode is great because we get to see a part of Gotham that isn't the big city full of skyscrapers. We get to see a more suburban setting, which takes Batman out of his element, which is something I wanted to see when he was in Tokyo.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, everybody. It's time for the Batcave Archives. This is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. We have 55 episodes reviewed. If you want to see the full list, go to our Facebook and join the I'm Batman the Podcast group. Become a member, put some posts, check out the pictures, and be part of the fun. This episode, as I mentioned, I think it's really good. A lot better than I expected it to be. So let's see, where would I rank this one? The first one that comes to mind here is number 28, Tiger Tiger. The episode with Catwoman being turned into a literal Catwoman. I think that episode is a really well done sci-fi episode. It's a very good tribute to old sci-fi monster movies. I think this episode is actually better than that. Above that, we have Robin's Reckoning Part 2. This one's a lot better. The conclusion, not that Part 1. Robin's Reckoning 1 is really, really good. Terror in the Sky, that's at number 24. That's the episode where the second appearance of Man-Bat. And yeah, I think this episode is better than that. At number 23, we have POV. That's an episode where Officer Montoya, Bullock, and a rookie tell their stories from their point of view about an encounter they had with Batman. That episode is actually really good. I think I would place this episode right below that. As I mentioned, this episode has great animation, great music, great acting. It really surprised me, as I was expecting it to be a lower ranking episode. So yeah, I think at number 24, I will rank See No Evil. The Batman episode, not the Kane movie. Alright everybody, that's going to be it for the show this week. Sorry it's such a short episode, and it feels kind of rushed. It's just that I've had a very busy week. I'm about to go do some travels for work. So I did kind of rush it, but it's still a good episode, and I didn't want to just leave you guys waiting an extra week without an explanation. So I just did the episode. Remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. Also, I read some of the reviews that you guys have left on iTunes. I really appreciate it. I would appreciate it more if a lot more of you would just review, give me a star, give me an honest rating. I'm not asking for a 5-star rating if you don't believe it's a 5-star show. Give me an honest rating. If you don't like it, write it in. I will take constructive criticism. Don't just write, "Oh, you suck," and then that's it. So if you have any opinions on that, go to the iTunes and give us a ranking there. It'll help the show get more noticed. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are the Invisible Man.
I'm the Invisible Man. I'm the Invisible Man. Incredible how you can see right through me.
I'm the invisible man. I'm the invisible man. Yeah.